A master is. A master is not disciplined. A human is disciplined. A disciplined human is a master. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A master is. A master is not disciplined. A human is disciplined. A disciplined human is a master. When we say a master is, we are saying that it is, by illustration, the house is a house, the car is a car, the man is a man, the human is a human, whatever we are referring to is whatever we refer to it as. And if we refer to a master, we are referring to a master as being an is, as being complete in every way, shape, and form. A master is fulfilled in every possible way, in every possible form, in every possible attitude. A master does not become a master. A master does not express being a master. A master is a master. A genius is a genius. He doesn't express being a genius. He just is a genius. That magic within him that gathers together to fill his mind with those thoughts that are beneficial to his thinking just are there. They're always there. He merely turns his attention to them and expresses them and realizes them in his life. A master is. There's nothing we can do to become a master. There's nothing we can do to become better. There's nothing we can do to improve who we are. Because if we are indeed a master, and everyone is a master, if we are indeed a master, it's just a matter of our being aware that whatever it is we think about ourselves, whatever it is we think about what we think about, that is what we are, because that's what a master is. Now, we say a master is not disciplined. A master doesn't have to train himself or herself to speak of themselves in highly desirable terms. A master is those and are those terms. A master does not wish to be fulfilled. A master is. A master does not desire to leave the past behind. The master has no past. The master does not desire to know objects, to know knowledge. A master is all knowledge. Now, for us to have this experience of being a master and knowing all knowledge and experiencing all knowledge is something very, very precious. It's something very, very exciting. But it is not something we can make happen. A human is a disciplined person. A human trains themselves to write, to think, to act, to sing, to play sports. A human disciplines himself to be a proper father, a proper mother, a proper human being. A human disciplines himself in the arts of all life itself. And because a human disciplines himself, they, by a certain facto, are representing that which they discipline themselves in. Now, a high jumper is not necessarily a master high jumper. A high jumper jumps only as high as he attempts to jump or thinks he can jump. And if he wants to jump higher than that, he has to change his thinking to realize he can jump as high as he chooses to jump. Now you say, well, the cow jumped over the moon. Yeah. Did the cow really jump over the moon? Would the cow like to jump over the moon? Does a cow normally jump over the moon? No. Does a track star normally jump over the hurdles? Does a horse normally jump over the obstacles that are before it on the track? Are these things that we train ourselves in? Are these things we train ourselves and discipline ourselves in to be able to handle? Are we disciplined in the art of being a human, in the art of being a horse, in the art of being a track person? Are we disciplined in the art of living? If we are disciplined in that, then we do a fair job of it. But when we are a master in that, there's no job that we do. There's no attitude that we have. There's no thinking about it. We are it. Have you seen the perfect father? Have you seen the perfect father like Leave It to Beaver or Andy Taylor on Sheriff of Mayberry? Have you seen the perfect father? Are they the perfect father? A long, long way from it. But they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Any youngster would love to have them as their parents, because these people are loving, sensitive, and caring. Sometimes they care too much. Sometimes they are too heavy duty on things. But normally they're just loving and caring with everything that they do. And being loving and caring, what happens? They are a unconditionally loving being. But they're really not unconditionally loving being because they want their child to be the best. They want their child to be outstanding. They want their child to be fulfilled in every glorious way. If the parent were really a fine parent, the parent would say, "My child is an outstanding athlete. My child is the ideal athlete. My child is the ideal child. My child is the ideal being." Not a child, because the child is only going to be for a time. It's pretty soon it's going to be an adult. And now you want it to be an adult being, an ideal being. And as you think on these levels, as you think on these, the master is. And so we think the child is. The human is disciplined. A master is not disciplined. A disciplined human is a master. So when a child learns to recognize that he can do whatever he wants to set his heart to, he will do it. If a child is trained by a wise parent, a master parent, who says, "You can do whatever you set your mind to. You have the talent within you. You have the genius within you. You have the ability within you to walk any pathway you like and walk it beautifully and well." We were watching Indiana Jones on TV the other day, and as we watched Indiana Jones on this video, we watched him as a young person. And as a young person, his father and his teacher trained him to speak all the languages that they ran across in the world, and to speak them articulately and beautifully, to speak them without dialect whenever possible, but to speak them beautifully and articulately. And then later on in his life, when he never dreamed he would be having a need for it, all of a sudden the need for that articulation of the languages that he learned, the articulation of the learning that he had, became meaningful and powerful to him. He was always able to do that. He was always a genius. He was always fantastic, just like you and I. We are always fantastic. We are always a genius. We're always able to do anything we want to do. But if we think we have to discipline ourselves to do it, then we have a problem. A child learns beautifully when he is excited about what he is, the information that's before him, the ideas that before him, the learning that's before him, if he wants to call it learning, but the awareness that's before him. He loves it. He gets excited about it. And before he knows it, he knows that all these things which he knew in him, but now he knows that he knew it, and he doesn't know that he knew it anymore. He just knows it. And then he uses it whenever it pleases him. This is what we are as a master. When we realize that as a master is, he never is a becoming being. A master always is a genius. A master always knows everything. And all of us are always masters. But it's only when we let go and let being a master be who we really are that we are the master that we are. And to be the master that we are means we are no longer disciplining ourselves to be a master, no longer disciplining ourselves to be human, no longer disciplining ourselves in anything, but rather just saying, "I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am. All is in divine order. I like me. I am that I am that I am." And that's all you have to say. You don't have to have details and information and understanding and college education to spell it out for you. You just say, "I am that I am that I am." And the eternal verities, the wisdom of the eternality, is expressed in and through you that moment. And what a glorious moment that is. We have that from time to time. Now, let's have it all of the time. This is a glorious adventure. It's a glorious awareness. And it is real. Enjoy it today. I love you. I love you. I love you.